From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting Russia's denying its warplanes hit the Islamic State-held Syrian town of Ashara in Deir al-Zor province Monday, in which the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said 17 civilians were killed. Meanwhile, the UN says it's focusing on land deliveries of humanitarian aid despite pressure for more costly and difficult airdrops. The UN is seeking permission from Damascus for access by ground convoys to 34 areas. And U.S. spokesperson Elizabeth Trudeau criticized Damascus for reneging on an agreement to allow convoys into rebel-held Diraya.
In other words, the regime continues to use the denial of food as a military weapon against its own civilians. The people of Diraya have not received food since 2012. This is unconscionable, and we expect the regime to live up to its commitments and allow for full delivery of assistance to all besieged areas.
She expressed concern about escalating fighting in the northern city of Aleppo, with an air offensive threatening closure, she said, of a key means of getting humanitarian supplies in. At least two people shot dead in the western Kenyan town of Kisumu Monday during ongoing anti-government protests that demand the country's electoral commission be disbanded. Among the protesters, Christine Ombaka.
We demand that there should be a dialogue between the CORD party and the Jubilee coalition. If that works, if that can happen, we will be very delighted, because the government will not achieve anything anyway by standing off, because we will continue to demand that the IEBC be sent home.
The CORD opposition coalition has demanded electoral reforms ahead of the 2017 national polls, including dissolution of the IEBC, which it says is biased in favor of the ruling Jubilee coalition. This is VOA News. At least 11 people have been killed, nearly 40 others wounded Tuesday in a car bombing in the Turkish city Istanbul in an attack that appeared to target policemen. Seven of the dead are police officers. The European Union Monday urged the UN Security Council to authorize its naval force in the Mediterranean to enforce the arms embargo on Libya. It's called Operation Sophia and is aimed at intercepting vessels suspected of transporting weapons to the North African country. Federica Mogherini is the EU Foreign Affairs Chief.
Constant coordination with the United Nations to best serve our collective interest, the interest of the international community as a whole. And this is the place where international action should be discussed, decided, authorized. And I can only hope that this Council will once again do the right thing and help us make the Mediterranean a safer place for everyone, starting for our Libyan friends.
She said the operation has saved lives, seized vessels and migrant smugglers, and should bolster the new Libyan unity government. U.S. stocks closed at a seven-month high Monday after U.S. Central Bank Chairperson Janet Yellen painted a mostly upbeat picture of the U.S. economy, suggesting higher interest rates could follow.
If incoming data are consistent with labor market conditions strengthening and inflation making progress toward our 2% objective, as I expect, further gradual increases in the federal funds rate are likely to be appropriate and most conducive to meeting and maintaining those objectives.
She, however, didn't say when those rates would rise. Her remarks followed a dismal jobs report showing only 38,000 jobs created in May. In Peru's presidential politics, economist Pedro Pablo Kuczynski holds a razor-thin lead over the daughter of imprisoned former President Alberto Fujimori in Sunday's election. With most polling station votes counted, Kuczynski held a narrow 50.3% to Keiko Fujimori's 49.7%. Burundian journalist Agide Ndeyasenge of the Bonsha FM has been arrested amid concerns over his possible maltreatment. The country has been in political crisis since President Pierre Nkurunziza announced his intention to seek a third term more than a year ago. Ndeyasenge's radio station has been shuttered after being accused of conspiring with generals of attempting to overthrow the president. Niger's government vowed to retake the border town of Boso from suspected Boko Haram insurgents after 30 soldiers from Niger and two more from Nigeria were killed in battles that saw the government regain the town Friday, only to lose it again Sunday. Dozens of troops were reported to be wounded. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.